2021 is like Godzilla attacking Western cities. Because, see, Godzilla owns the factories in China and Mexico and India. So he's a corporate banker boss. And so he goes and wrecks his competition. I mean, that's good old-fashioned crony capitalist business. And so that's basically, now I'm going to start referring to Obama as the Pacific Rim Category 5 kaiju. Let's go to Angelo in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I'm a long time, first time. It's a pleasure to be on with you. Just real quick, I'm a New York City school teacher. Just the trance that people are in. Media bias. One, 17-year-old kid shot in Brooklyn this weekend. Black child. No press coverage. Small little article in the paper. Number two, a story on Al-Qaeda. I'm talking to someone in a bagel store. They look at me like I'm crazy when I tell them that we're funding them in Syria. Okay? And when I show them my phone, because I keep everything on my Safari, the look on their face is like this heartbroken look. And it's kind of sad to look at them, you know? And
a lot of people say, why do you like the terrorists? And I'm going, NATO's funding them. Here's mainstream news admitting it. I'm not the one doing this. They act like you're the one doing it. Like, hey, they set up the Boston bombing patsies. Here's the evidence. Why do you support those killers? And I'm like, don't you understand? They've been set up. I'm not saying they did it and I support them. It's like childlike minds. It's unbelievable.
I was just going to say that to you. The distraction of the Trayvon Martin case, I mean, that photo breaks open the whole narrative that the government was telling you about the Boston bombing. Just real quick on the police state here in New York, this is the capital of tyranny. My cousin was pulled over this weekend. He was smoking. I brought back a couple of Opus-X cigars, you know, Fuente. He was smoking it in the car. They pull him over, say, you were smoking pot. You were smoking pot. They ransacked his car. They cuff him, arrest him, no Miranda rights read. They ransack the car it's just out of control here. I got to get out of
here. Oh, no, no. Cops now all over the country go in people's houses saying, oh, we're doing a drug investigation, no warrant, and then don't even find anything. They just do what they want now, and that's what tyranny is. It's just a wall of government acting however they want. Cassandra in Maryland, you're on the air, Cassandra. Go ahead.
Alex, I've been listening to you ever since I saw that Piers Morgan interview. I didn't hear about you before then, but anyway, I'm going to make this quick. I called just to let you know, I think you were a little off about the whole Trayvon Martin case. I found evidence myself. Trayvon Martin's father is a Freemason. He had all of his Freemason symbolism. I'm black, and I fell into the scam of the whole thing in the beginning of how Trayvon Martin was innocent. I think it was all a setup. I heard that George Zimmerman's dad was a judge. I think that this was all a scam to start race wars in America. And
well, ma'am, I think the media is trying to do that. But, I mean, most Masons are humanitarians and don't even know that higher up it's Illuminati manipulated. So, I mean, just because his dad was a Mason, I don't think that means he was involved in it. I mean, I've seen that theory out there. And I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying, but where's the proof? I mean,
well, if that was true, I would understand that. But the pictures that he has on his Facebook wall were not humanitarian pictures. They were pictures of just demon symbolism. It wasn't good stuff he was into, and just how they've taken the case, and I don't really watch the news.
It's clear something's going on with this. Yeah, from day one, the Justice Department went down there. From day one, it's been government run. And, man, stuff's so crazy nowadays, who knows? I mean, I don't think his parents were involved in anything, and I think they're very sad. Let me tell you, just because something could be possible, one out of a trillion, doesn't mean that it's then the case. I mean, I just don't buy into that, but I appreciate your call. Undoubtedly, they're trying to divide and conquer people along those lines. I'm sorry to Cameron, Steve, and Brenda, and others. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, live, 11 a.m. Central. Please spread the word. And I'm hosting InfoWars Nightly News tonight. We've got a lot of special reports and info coming up, 7 o'clock Central at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsey Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's CARNIVORA.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit CARNIVORA.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
From 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. And then, of course, I return 7 o'clock Central weeknights with myself and my great crew with InfoWars Nightly News. I will be hosting InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. And, of course, there is the Sunday transmission as well, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. The news websites are InfoWars.com. And, of course, PrisonPlanet.com, as well as the nightly news site, InfoWarsNews.com. All right, here's what I want to do. I want to shake up the broadcast, and I talk about this a lot, never seem to get around to it. I want to go to your phone calls out of the gates today, and then, in the second half of the hour, kind of flip the script, then go to the news. And we are going to get into CIA-backed $630,000 study into how to control global weather through geoengineering. That's the London Independent, and the only reason they're covering it is as a public study. Ladies and gentlemen, there is $5 billion a year. You can just type that into a search engine being spent by the Department of Energy in weather modification programs. The programs are admitted. The money is admitted. What they're doing is classified. And their response, so this is also in the London Guardian, is reporting on the Department of Energy spending billions of dollars in geoengineering. Billions. Bill Gates has spent more than $20 billion in the last 15 years or so on these programs. He does it all tax exempt. He gets government contracts with a tax exempt company he's got. Don't believe me? Just type in Bill Gates has weather control company that aims to create and steer and kill and control hurricanes. That's mainstream news. Oh, yeah, there's London Guardian. Bill Gates backs climate scientists lobbying for large-scale geoengineering. But when I talk about this, what does Rachel Maddow do? She comes out and says, Alex Jones says Obama sent the tornado. When I said, I don't believe Obama sent the tornado. But I said, you never know, because there's been so much weather modification. Their weather modification could have been connected to that. The weather's been altered. It's a chain reaction. But I said, tornadoes are at a 60-year low. It probably wasn't. That turns into Esquire and Bloomberg and Associated Press calling my office saying they want comments on how Obama sent the tornado. Now, again, this didn't particularly hurt me. I use it as an example, though, of the type of stuff they're making up, the things they're doing. And there it is. Maddow hammers crackpot Alex Jones, Oklahoma tornado weather weapon conspiracy theory. And I keep going back to that because that's now the meme that the White House-run Media Matters kicked off that they're still pushing. They don't say I'm lying about billions of bullets and thousands of armored vehicles and domestic plans to take our guns on record. If they can get away with it. They don't talk about the domestic drones. That's been admitted, or the NSA spying on us, or our government training with foreign troops for domestic security operations, or $85 billion a month given to foreign offshore banks of taxpayer money, or all the government narcotics trafficking and big banks openly announcing world government and Obama signing an executive order to expand carbon taxes outside of Congress. Or how Obama and the globalists are doing everything they can to deindustrialize us and ship our jobs overseas while Obama goes on a tour of baloney and BS, Bravo Sierra, to tell everybody that he's trying to get the economy going. No, no, ladies and gentlemen, it's all that I said Obama sent a tornado. They are a pack of liars. So that's the kind of news that's coming up. Larry Elder's going to be joining us. He's been sparring with the establishment race baiters like the tiny viewership, Redcoatus Maximus, Jolly Rogerus, Piers Morganus. So that's coming up. We're going to get into, of course, what we reported years ago, now confirmed. Germany is involved with the NSA, spying on everything. Oh, incredible news. That's all over mainstream media. They all get Pulitzer Prizes for it. We're going to get into the latest on the economy that I was just mentioning, and so much more today. A jam-packed transmission. And I'm also, speaking of Redcoatus Maximus, I'm going to get into, at the bottom of the hour, the parallels between British royalty and the way that propaganda is sold, and the way they can get, on average, over 70% of Brits to say they support the monarchy. It's the similar psychology and formulae that they've used to turn Obama into the peacenik trendy when he's really a fascistic, warmongering, foaming at the mouth dictator. He may leave office, but the presidency is being turned into a dictatorship. And I've been saying that for years. And, you know, the mainstream media has a meme of, where's the dictatorship? Where's the martial law? Gee, I don't know. Warrantless checkpoints all over the country. Government spying on you without warrants. Forced inoculations going on outside of law from Alabama to California. Pension funds, public and private, being looted en masse. I've got articles on that today. Major cities going bankrupt from California to Michigan. From Florida to New York, from Iowa to Tennessee, all by design, all actuaried out. This is the reality. And we are being eased in to the collapse of society to consolidate control, and only being aware of the fact that it is a planned, engineered, purposeful breaking of the social contract to to move to a system of authoritarianism, because the establishment has said in the Club of Rome documents and all the rest, they're not going to let the general public have access to the new technologies, the new free energy systems, the clean energy systems. They're going to give us fake energy systems that are just boondoggles and payoffs to themselves. They want, in their own words, a neo-feudalistic form of global fascism. That is the Bilderberg Group's own statements. That's Club of Rome. I have it bibliographed on the site, whatistheendgame.com, and in that film, that seminal film, if you want to go see where it's at. This is the reality of what we face as a society. And it's very painful to see this unfolding in our culture and to see the hereditary dictators of England, who aren't even British, they're not Scottish, they're not Irish, they're not Celtic, they're not Celtic, they're not from Gaul, they're not from even Germania, really. Nothing against Romanians, nothing against Transylvanians, but that's really who they are, is a group of people that beat the Muslim invasion of Eastern and Western Europe. You know, the Muslims, before the Crusade drove them back, this is just history, seized all the way into areas of Germany and into Poland. And so I guess their argument is we have a right to rule. If there's any reason to give the Transylvanian royalty a little, I mean, these are the progeny. They are the royal bloodline of Vlad the Impaler. He has a name. It's called Count Dracula. Dracul, the dragon. And so that's their argument. That's why they say that they are really allowed to rule. And they say that they are related going back all the way. I mean, you can look this up. The queen was coronated on the stone that's up in Scotland, the Stone of Destiny. They say that they go all the way back to Abraham. And that then the royal family moved into what is Transylvania today and stopped the invasion. You see, everything is just an endless prism, an endless kaleidoscope of history and data. Yeah, there it is, London Telegraph. Prince Charles, heir to Dracula bloodline. Yeah, he lives there, actually, more than England now. He lives in the Dracula Castle. He actually has bought, what is it, three castles last time I checked there, and one of them is the Dracul Castle. A new castle was built, I don't know, I think they said 500 years ago on the ruins of the old 2,000-year-old castle. But that Vlad moved into when it was already ancient. Look at the likeness between him and Vlad the Impaler. So that's who they are, and we had a war with these people in 1776. They'd never been beaten by anybody. No one had beaten them. Not the Spanish, not the Portuguese, not the French, not the Dutch, not the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, not the Russians. No one had ever beaten this group of people using the strong folks there in the UK, there in the British Isles. And then we beat them, and then now you turn the television on, and there's 24/7 worship of these people on and on and on, and it makes me sick at my stomach. Now, here's some of the articles up on Infowars.com. This is exclusive footage of the birth of the royal baby. It is hilarious satire, ladies and gentlemen. And if you go to The Real Alex Jones on Twitter, I may even take it down. It may even be distasteful for me. But I love to defile royalty because it flies in the face of everything. You know, individualism should be why you're successful, not some government and of armed forces suppressing the people while old ladies have their power turned off. So that hundreds of palaces can be heated in the winter. That's on record. So I showed an exclusive leaked photo of the birth of the royal baby And, of course, the sex of the baby has now been discovered. So there's two pieces of satire, one up on The Real Alex Jones on Twitter, and then exclusive footage of birth of royal baby. But first, your call straight ahead, but that's up on InfoWars.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsey Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's CARNIVORA.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit CARNIVORA.com. That's Carnivora.com. And order now.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
All right, coming up, I'm going to give you my in-depth take on the British royal family. People say, well, that's a diversion. I thought it's a diversion. No, I'm going to break down how they've set up the distraction, because I actually have video of this. I was driving in, and this woman had a big Union Jack bumper sticker, about four times the size of a regular bumper sticker. It was probably 10 inches by 14 inches. I mean, it was a giant. And again, I have footage of this, but I'm going to upload it in high def. And a giant life-size Queen of England, like she's sticking out of the back of the the Durango or whatever, you know, Dodge vehicle it was, SUV. It's like she's coming out the back window, and it's Queen Elizabeth II, and she's holding an American flag in her hand. So they actually have a little paper flag, little plastic flag attached to her hand, and it says, "Long live the Queen." And I almost ran into the lady trying to get up close to her in traffic to get video of it. But I'll upload that. Unbelievable. And then just wall-to-wall, disgusting worship, just mindless fawning, where the reporters are almost laughing. They know how ridiculous this is. Of people in 17th century military outfits being worshipped. And then I tweeted a satire image that I saw on the hike and bike trail this morning. It was one of those things about this is a dog pooping station. So I took a photo of it and said, you know, exclusive photo of the birth of the baby as a joke. And there's people commenting on there going, you're just jealous that you don't have the same pedigree. So I thought it was funny. It says utilize mutt-mitt stations. And my whole point is, who says these people are the elitist and we're the scum? They're so inbred that most of Queen Elizabeth II's sisters got locked up in mental institutions. Look it up. I mean, just totally inbred, raving loons. Absolute mental illness. That's well known that most of the Egyptian pharaohs died at about age 15. This ruler died at 9. This ruler died at 7. This ruler died at 19. This ruler was long-lived and lived to 25. Meanwhile, the local villagers would live to be 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years old. Oh, that's real elitist. No, you take over. Kim Jong-un's grandfather takes over North Korea, and then you become the king. You become the ruler. See, I said I'd go to your phone calls. I'm going to go to your phone calls, and then I'll get into all this. And Paul Watson has a great video up comparing the British royalty to the worship of Kim Jong-il when he died. I mean, it is just as mindless. And it's a peer pressure thing. Exclusive footage of birth of royal baby. Incredible satire up on InfoWars.com right now. Please make this go viral. Let's go ahead and go to Denise in Minnesota. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi. Listen, I just wanted to make a comment on your Sunday show. I thought it was one of the best explanations between you and Pastor Manning of showing how all of the divisiveness that's happened with what's going on right now with the Trayvon Martin case. But you can go back, and they do this to everything and everybody. They've done it to the Native Americans. They've done it to the blacks. They're doing it now to the whites. They've done it to the Muslims. They've done it to the Jews. And to me, it's all about nobody is an individual.
That's right. The globalists do not want you to be an individual. They want you to be about your race or your sexual preference or whatever and obsess on that all day instead of what art do you produce? What literature? What do you stand for? I saw guys on the hike and bike trail yesterday volunteering on a big gully to dig a ditch to divert the water. And I thought, man, what a valuable thing on their own going out and volunteering to do a good work like that. How satisfying it is to improve things and build things and do things. And the average yuppie just like, no, I get ahead by only caring about myself. But when everybody truly volunteers as individuals to do the right thing, it builds an incredible culture. But when we say, oh, the government handles it, it creates a nightmare.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, and isn't that sad? Isn't it sad what they've done to everybody and everything?
Well, it's total divide and conquer where people think it's like a football game, black versus white or whatever, to turn on the news and all it's about is a dead teenager, which is a sad story, but they take that individual and then make it all about that to again create the division. But actor James Woods put out the tweet saying, you know, why isn't Obama concerned about other dead teenagers like the wounded warriors and people, the veterans? No. It's only about this so that he can appease to race politics so that it's all about, oh, look, I give you race politics. I don't give you jobs. I don't give you dignity. I don't give you a future. I'm shutting down your power plants. I'm shutting down your...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
If you want to know why we're becoming slaves and losing every basic liberty, it's because we value tripe. We value fluff. We value soap opera culture, drama queen culture. Oh, it's the old timers that didn't trust the government. They were stupid. Oh, really? They were stupid? No, we've been stupid. And if you know how hard the great people of the UK and the great people of the subgroups of the United Kingdom, how hard the Irish and the Scots and the Welsh and all the people of those isles fought against the Norman invaders, and then those bloodlines died out, and they brought over the Transylvanian crew about 270 years ago or so. If you realize that our ancestors, anybody who has a name like Jones, or anybody that has a name like Chapman, I mean, one of the most common names, a group of names, are English names and Scottish names and Irish names. in this country. Our ancestors, all of us had ancestors killed en masse by British royalty, who were not British royalty. I mean, everybody knew these were conquerors. Everyone hated them. Everyone cursed them for over 1,000 years. And they fought and would behead kings and try to get liberty in Magna Carta. And the first thing that Tony Blair did in 1996 when he got elected, and the BBC was the headline, Tony Blair, my goal is to abolish Magna Carta. Well, you guys search that, Tony Blair, I will abolish Magna Carta. That was the headline, BBC. Folks, Magna Carta, conservatively, hundreds of thousands of people died just in a off and on again decade-long group of wars to give you Magna Carta. I mean, you think the government's out of control now, folks? That's where due process, private property rights, warrants, jurisdictions, all of it comes out of that. And imagine Tony Blair declaring war on your freedom at the direction of the Queen of England. Because the Queen's speech, she gives her speech, and then that's the directive of the Prime Minister. She wanted Magna Carta gone. The Queen of England shooting her fat mouth off, her son running around calling for deindustrialization of the British Isles, calling for the deindustrialization of our country while his holdings have moved to China. Watson put it in his video where they admitted that old people would get on buses all night for the bus fare to have heat because their gas allotment was turned off. And it turned out the Queen of England was heating over 100 palaces with no one in them with a welfare gas allotment. And then Blair puts out all this doublespeak about how he would abolish the monarchy if backbenchers called for it. So then conservatives see that as an EU globalist attack, because it's true. About all they've got left as a British culture is the monarchy, and even that is alien. And there's the Queen of England and others working with the globalists to get rid of UK independence, while the UK independence people defend the monarchy. And I even get the perspective, because it's the only culture they've got. You can't even have the UK flag out. What is it, the King George flag? It's the white one with the red cross. That's considered racist in England. That's the anti-sovereignty movement is so strong that in the media, and Watson's talked about this, if you fly that at your house, the police will come to your door and say, what are you doing flying that flag? I mean, this is how insane it is. So my indictment of the British monarchy is an indictment because the system is fawning over something that is alien to the people being in charge. We are the sovereign. We are above the government. The law comes from us, and we have the right to abolish the government if it becomes destructive of the Declaration of Independence. Read the Declaration of Independence. And then I read articles where, oh, British scholars come to the universities and call for the abolishment of the Declaration of Independence and say that it should be made illegal. Type that in. That's BBC. Should the Declaration of Independence be illegal? That was last year. Articles in the Philadelphia Daily News and in the New York Times and the BBC, let's abolish the Declaration of Independence because it talks ill of King George III. And then I saw a woman with the Queen of England on her car today, a big giant cutout of it, saying, God bless our Queen, or God save our Queen. I've got video of it. Yeah, there it is. Is the U.S. Declaration of Independence illegal? And then it's got feds arguing in the U.S. that, yes, it's an anti-government document because it says we are the masters, not some government god like Obama, not some government god like Kim Jong-un, a third-generation royalty in North Korea. I mean, we look at Kim Jong-un and all of his ridiculous outfits and laugh at him. I mean, the Queen of England's outfits and Prince William's outfits, and Prince Harry's outfits, and Prince Charles's outfits, and all of these, and the Duchess of this, and the Duke of that. I mean, I'm about to vomit all over myself, and the fawning, simpering after this makes me want to throw up. And if you look at Edward Bernays, the father of modern propaganda, who ran so many, he ran the feminist movement. He wrote three books on it. One of them is Propaganda. I've read all three. The books are free online, by the way. You can find the text of them online. And this is stuff written in the 20s and 30s and 40s. He ran the Department of War PSYOPs. And he said, let's not call it war. Let's not be honest. Let's call it the Department of Defense, because war is peace. And Bernays went on to say in the 20s, we're going to merge Hollywood with these big newsreel filmed and radio broadcast events with Hollywood, as soon as the talkies got popular, the talking movies, with the politicians to make them royal and bring in red carpets and bring in all these extra guards to make it like royalty so that the people feel small. And he talked about, you know, this has been known for thousands of years, that government buildings must be the biggest and most imposing to make the public feel small and powerless. This is all part of the projection of power. But we must merge that into a love, and the people will love their servitude. Aldous Huxley wrote about this in Brave New World Revisited, the nonfiction book, and talked about it. And they sit there laughing at you. I mean, you've got people that billions and billions of pounds of money, I think in U.S. numbers, something like $6 billion a year spent on the royal family. They have allowances of hundreds of millions of pounds apiece. They have their own trains, a fleet of more than 50 aircraft. Last time I checked, wide-bodied jumbo jets, ocean liners personally, jet copters. Prince Charles has over 100 palaces. And folks, when I say a palace, I mean huge, sprawling compounds that have patronage, royal patronage, where you'll have hundreds of square miles that are a palace. They're the palace grounds where they grow their own organic food. They have their own people living there like peasants. This is in documentaries about it, who get to eat non-GMO, and they're in their own little fortified. They always say the Queen of England has no power. But then she doesn't allow billboards on her right-of-way. That's why you don't see billboards in the UK. She randomly exercises power and shuts down major roads in London every day, and sometimes shuts down major rivers. To exercise her power. She owns more than half the land in Canada, more than a third of the land in Australia and New Zealand. These places never got out from under them. Every time they vote to do something she doesn't want, the governor general suspends parliament, suspends the legislatures, and then restacks the deck. And then Canadians and Australians go, how dare you say the Queen runs things? That's not true, because they don't want to be told that. Kind of like the National Security Council runs things here. Doesn't matter what Congress does. They do whatever they want. We are a conquered people, and we're becoming more conquered every day. The chains are getting heavier. The ball and chains are getting bigger. We have to reverse this now. And when I watch the simpering, oh, it's incredible. In fact, I even have video of it in Royal Baby Gender Leaked. It's a parasite, a joke video I did, but it has real MSNBC audio that I shot this morning off and on with my commentary, as she's going, oh, it's incredible, the magic letter will soon be sent by a courier from some of the royal staff, and then she sycophantically will be taken and will learn the gender. And the great part about royalty now is, if it's a baby girl, she will be the queen. She will not be passed over by a later male heir. This makes it so progressive, and it's why the people of England, 76%, love it. Now the institution of royalty, hereditary fiefdom, paid for by the people. A giant parasite announcing, Prince Charles, Philip, all of them, that you shouldn't be able to take a hot bath. You can search that. Prince Charles says, don't take a hot bath. This is a guy who has giant private diesel trains, huge jet copters, wide-body jet aircraft. And he's like, I believe you should not take a hot bath. We need a tax on the bath. Heating of the water is not proper and contributes to the carbon footprint. Oh, love your servitude. Love your indentured servitude. Obama, you can't have a hot bath. You can't have a car. You can't have air conditioning in Africa because it'll hurt the earth, while they're suppressing all the real technologies and then coming out with big boondoggles that don't even get built to their friends. They always create a counterfeit. And so this cult of Obama, where most polls, and I've talked to Brits, I'd say about half of them support the monarchy, or under peer pressure, they feel like it. The media puts out fake polls of 76 to 80% to create a fake unity, or kind of a fake consensus. And it's the same thing with Obama. He's the royalty. He's the new Christ. He's going to save everyone. He's going to give you milk and honey. He's going to give you free houses, free cars, free health care. It doesn't matter if he raises payroll taxes on the poorest Americans. It doesn't matter if it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions and it's a giant ripoff written by foreign banks. It doesn't matter if it has death panels. It doesn't matter because you've already bought into the con game. Oh, the queen. Oh, look, everyone's loving it. It is the emperor's new clothes. These people are butt-naked tyrants, nakedly exercising parasitic activities. But they have all the media. What's going to be eaten on the menu? They're going to have a nice pea soup, and they're going to just fawning sycophantically hour after hour, day after day, with people dressed up in Walt Disney outfits sitting there. When these are people on record that funded Hitler so they could then destroy him, and openly funded knocking off their cousins, the czars, to put the communist in 10 times worse. These people are the hereditary greatest mass murderers the world has ever seen, and my country is in such a coma. And under all this glitz, oh my gosh, the queen, and women on the street, what do you think of it? I just love the queen, and I just love the princess, while old people freeze in their homes, freeze to death in some cases, on record, because the government says we're cutting off your gas allotment. Unbelievable barbarism. All right, I'm done. I said I'd go to your calls. Matthew in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir. Well, welcome. Worldwide broadcast. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a huge listener. I'm in Austin, Texas. I wanted to first off say thank you for fighting the good fight. And my question to you is, what do you think about this whole thing in Houston with the police chief telling those anti-protesters in the Trayvon Martin thing not to show up with their guns? Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, I saw that in the news this morning. I meant to tell the crew it may have been in a stack. I didn't look at it this morning because I got here late. Well, I got here early, but I had to meet with the newspaper on the latest issue. Guys, will you print me? Houston police chief says don't bring your guns. Yes, I saw that. And again, you have a right to have your guns openly as long as you're not threatening with them. Just like a cop isn't allowed to threaten you for no reason with a gun. That happened in Tucson where the cops come in and one of them just pulls a gun on the attendant for no reason just to menace him and, you know, be on a power trip. That cop's been rightfully fired and he should be prosecuted for a terroristic threat and brandishing a weapon. But as long as you're there with your weapon slinged, that is the right of a free man. I don't particularly like the counter protest to the new Black Panther Party and people. It's your right to do it because I think it adds power to it. It stirs it up more when this is all a psyop. But then you've almost got to march armed down in Houston if they try to, by fiat, you know, say, don't bring your guns. Well, why is the new Black Panther Party? I mean, I don't agree with a lot of the racist stuff they spew, but I've said good job for them. They've marched armed with shotguns many times in Houston. And look, I mean, look, the Klan has a right to march with shotguns. The new Black Panther, Black Klan has a right. The Mecha La Reconquista, as long as they're U.S. citizens, have a right to march armed. If they're not, it's then insurrection. But the police chief does not have a monopoly on this. I think it's disgusting. What do you say?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely terrible. And I don't think he has the right to even make an opinion about this, just like President Obama didn't have a right to talk about the case to begin with. I've never heard of a president, and tell me if I'm wrong, Alex, that has commented so strongly on a criminal case.
Well, I tell you, yes, sir, they were popping in my ear saying they had the article, but go ahead.
Yeah, but I mean, there's no... I've never heard of a president. And I listened to NPR. I made the mistake of listening to NPR later that day after all this came out. And you should have heard some of the terrible things they were saying. They were saying, well, President Obama finally played his black card. He played his brother card. He's a proud brother now. I mean, that's not the point of being a president. There's supposed to be a certain level of impartiality. That's my whole point.
Well, sir, again, the whole thing is a divide-and-conquer situation. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Jonathan in New York. You're on the air, but he's calling in on the same subject. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I wanted to get clarity from you about the definition of liberty, because I'm looking it up on the Webster Dictionary. And to fight this InfoWar, I'm finding that it's very difficult to transcend to people, especially I live in New York City. There are so many people who believe that, first of all, the definition of liberty broadly is the quality of or state of being free. They believe being free means to be on government aid, to rip.
Yeah, they mean being free is being disempowered jellyfish. I mean, if I take off a day to take my kids fishing or camping, I'm having fun with them, but I can't quit thinking about all the things that are going on and all the things I want to do. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you to finish up your point, Jonathan. I think this is important. Yeah, what is the definition of freedom? What is the definition of being free? What's the definition of liberty? We'll be right back, and then Margaret, Mario, Andrew, and others.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and
we took the little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town.
Oh!
We fired our guns.
This isn't very nice on the Royal Baby Day. Of course, the British royalty promotes abortion, forced abortion all over the planet, support the China one-child policy. But those are rabble babies, not the big elite babies. I'm going to go back to Jonathan and others here in a moment. But first, I want to tell you about a few of the fabulous sponsors we have. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find all of this month's food specials. Right now, for every $329 you spend on food with eFoods Direct, the best storable food on the planet, you'll get a free 24-day food supply, the Patriot Pack, plus get free shipping. I talk like Daffy Duck now. This is a huge savings. If you've ever thought about having your own food supply, now is the time. Stores up to 25 years. Be ready for all emergencies. Grab-and-go kits available, easy to fix, and extremely portable. The best portable food out there, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. And lastly, shifting gears, InfidelBodyArmor.com. It can take hundreds of even up to 308 and 30-odd six rounds when the ceramic stuff breaks within six rounds. You want Road Warrior-type stuff that is incredibly affordable. This is it, InfidelBodyArmor.com. They've got an incredible online catalog and backpacks and a bunch of other amazing products. See it all, InfidelBodyArmor.com. And I've talked to a lot of weapons and security people. They say this is just amazing stuff and incredibly affordable compared to the other systems that are out there. So InfidelBodyArmor.com. And you can also give them a call, 888-608-6605. 888-608-6605 or InfidelBodyArmor.com. Okay, let's go back to the caller here. All I can say about what's happening in Houston and other places where you've got people, white people and Hispanics yelling at black people, this is exactly what the New World Order wants. And it's just beautifully played against people. You want to know why we're losing our rights, why we're becoming poor? Because more and more we're a nation of morons. Not all of us, but there's a large group of morons out there who just want to fight with each other. And if they could just beat the white people, they would be successful. Or if they could just beat the black people, they'd be successful. Or if this was just Mexico, because Texas used to belong to Mexico, along with five other countries and groups, you know, the French and everybody else, why, Mexico wouldn't be poor. No, if Mexico ever had independence and ever had real private property and wasn't run by strong men, they would be freer. We're becoming like Mexico. We're becoming more like North Korea, not like what made us great. Not that America's ever been perfect. I'm sorry, caller, finish your point. Jonathan, go ahead.
So, Alex, I just think that liberty is a double-edged sword. Just as everybody, you have MSNBC talking their racial stuff, how do you defeat the New World Order, the globalist syndicate, with this idea of liberty, doing whatever and saying whatever you get to say, when you have a positive message, but then it could also be seen that they also have a positive message to the people and the masses? Because the way I see it is that liberty is a double-edged sword. If MSNBC is talking about their race war and you tell them, stop talking about that, they're going to throw back at you, well, Alex, we have a right to say whatever we want to say. And then you'll say the same thing when they're blocking whatever you're saying. So I don't understand how to defeat this global syndicate if liberty is a double-edged sword.
Well, it is. And people buy into the fraud, too, that liberty means the government takes care of them when really they're being turned into slaves.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.